All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up today with Perek Tes, the ninth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. So remember, again, the title of this Perek is Bebeir, Mafside Hazrizos V'Harchaka Mehem. So remember, again, as we've already identified a number of times, the beauty of the one of the beautiful things of the Mesilas Yesharim is the systematic way in which he addresses each of the particular traits, midos, characteristics that we are trying to instill. So there's, of course, identifying the mida, the ways in which you acquire the mida, and then, of course, the things which ultimately detract or prevent you from acquiring the mida. So that's Perek Tes. What are the things which take away from the ability to acquire the mida of Zrizos? Hine, Mafside HaZrizos, this is an incredible statement. What are the things which take away or prevent one from acquiring the midah of Zrizus? Magdile ha'atzla. Anything that intensifies laziness, anything that amplifies laziness, is something which takes away Zrizus. So must remember again, this goes back to the beginning. Remember again that Ramchal explained that atzla, right, that laziness is the opposite of zrizos. Now remember again that Ramchal had a very important qualification, which is we often look at laziness as a negative trait. So this is important. Laziness is a negative trait, but it's also important to understand that laziness, according to the Ramchal, is the most innate default trait that man possesses. Laziness means the desire to want to remain at rest. I don't want to move. The Ramchal says that's not something negative that we acquire over the course of life. That's just the natural state of being made of matter. Matter remains at rest until it is acted upon. That's why man's default desire, man's default state is atzlos. Atzlos, leave me alone. I don't want to move. I'm enjoying being at rest. Siddharth Khal says, in life, whatever traits or whatever behaviors kind of intensify atzlos are the very things which take away from zrizos. Ultimately, again, if it intensifies laziness, then again, it is something that takes away from a sense of alacrity or zeal. Vagadol shevakulam. But I will say, what is the greatest thing, the greatest obstacle to developing the midah or a lifestyle of zrizos? Hu bakashas hamenucha hagufis, v'sinas hatorach, v'ahavas ha'idunim, b'tashlum kol tinayim. Well, say, says Ramchal, do you want to know the greatest obstacle to acquiring the midah of zrizos? It's when a person desires menucha gufnis, which means physical rest. Person doesn't like to exert themselves. That's sinas hatorach. Avas ha'idunim, a love of luxuries, b'tashlum kol tina'ehem, in every single way. So this is actually incredible. So if you want a life of zrizos, what are the things which detract from that? We're going to define each of these. Bakashas menucha gufis, always wanting to be relaxed. There are some people who want to be relaxed. That's my goal. My goal is to relax, right? My goal is to get to the weekend. And once I get to the weekend, my goal then becomes to get to the holiday weekend. And once it's the holiday weekend, my goal is to get to vacation. So there are some people who their entire goal in life is to relax. He says, Ki yomar adam kaze. Now I'll say the truth is that phrase is really the catchphrase for everything else. Right? A person who all they really want to do is relax, that's a person who is going to really despise physical exertion, really just not all that interested in exerting myself all that much. And a love of luxuries. A love of luxuries are the things that make me feel pampered and that ultimately again make me feel the exertion of day-to-day life a little bit less. Kihine adam kaze, because a person like this, vaday shetichbad alav ha'avod lifnei boro kovet gadol, because suppose a person who just wants to relax and be relaxed, and a person who doesn't really want to exert themselves all that much, and a person who just likes luxuries, a person like that, the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to become an all. It's going to become a yoke. It's going to become something exceptionally difficult for him. Because listen to this. person who wants to eat his meals, and I'd like to eat, you know, in quiet. I'd like to have a couple. Can I bless you? I'd like to have a couple of courses, right? I'd like it to be relaxed, or velishon shnaso below tored, or you know what? I like to sleep until I'm rested, or I like to sleep, you know, with a clear mind. Nothing should be on my head. V'yimayin lalachas and lolita. When I walk, I don't like to walk too fast. I like to take my time. Ukiyotze b'dvarim elu. Hine yiksha lov lahashkim lebate knesios baboker. Bo says, right, listen to what Ramchal says. You know, if I become a kind of person who, I need my 8 hours, right? I need to sleep. I need to sleep as much as I need to sleep. And it has to be good sleep. It has to be, REMS. What is it about the sleep? It's like a sleep scale. Okay, whatever it is, it has to be right. It has to be the right kind of sleep, a good fulfilling sleep, a deep sleep. So let's say a person who's like that, doesn't want to get up for shul in the morning, right? Doesn't want to get up for shir in the morning. Or what happens if I need to have my meals, you know, in a comfortable, nice way? So then again, a lot of times dinner time conflicts with mincha time, so I'm not interested in being makatzer my meal ultimately again in order to get to mincha. Or the truth is, sometimes again I have to go out to accomplish something in a spiritual sense, a dvar mitzvah or a chavrusa, and you know what? The weather's not so great, it's not so comfortable. So we'll say a person who is, as I guess we'd call, a little bit of a mifunak, right? A person who is a bit fastidious, and a person, again, who is very makbit on his luxuries, and a person, ultimately, again, who always has to be comfortable, a person's not going to accomplish all that much in life, because the truth is, like, to accomplish stuff, you have to be a little bit uncomfortable. You're probably going to have to be tired. You're probably going to have to be a bit groggy. It's probably going to cause you to eat your meals a little bit faster because it's mincha time, it's chamrusa time, it's shul time, it's mitzvah time, whatever it is. And the truth is, you got to move. You have to move. And because you have to move, and because you have to grow, you're going to be a little bit uncomfortable. So a person who needs to go ahead, he says, Kol shekin lemar atzmo ledvar mitzvah, all the Talmud Torah. Certainly to go and learn is going to cause me to have to do things in a little bit more of a rushed fashion. To go out to do a mitzvah is going to cause me to have to go ahead and move in a little bit of a faster fashion. So before we get to this last phrase, therefore says Ramchal, if I'm all about the comfort, as we're going to see, spiritual growth and comfort often don't go together. Right? Now, I will say again, to be clear, it doesn't mean that spiritual growth requires me to be an ascetic. Chas v'shalom, we've spoken about that many times extensively. What it's saying over here is that if a person just always has to be comfortable, right, and everything has to be convenient, and I have to be rested, and it has to be pleasant, and everything has to, it's not going to work. Meaning, you're not going to grow spiritually, because to grow spiritually requires some level of discomfort and requires some significant level of inconvenience. So we'll say this is the great challenge. We want convenient ruchnius. And says Ramchal, convenient ruchnius doesn't exist. Recreational ruchnius exists. You could be a recreational ruchni guy, right? Same way, like, I only go kayaking when it's nice outside and, you know, the weather is perfect and I find a nice spot and the kayak is comfortable. So you could do a lot of things recreational. There are people who do recreational ruchnius. So when it's convenient and when it's nice and when it's easy and when it's pleasant and when it fits in with the schedule and when the whole family's on board, you know, sure, you could do that, but just like recreational kayaking, you're not winning any gold medals for your recreational kayaking. If you have recreational ruchnius, you're not winning any spiritual gold medals as well. You'll be mediocre at best. He says, "Umishamargil atzmo lemidhago sa'ila," and I will say, a person therefore who loses himself, according to the Ramchal, to the desire for rest, menucha gufnis. Right, a person who despises exertion, a person who needs luxuries and needs to be comfortable all the time. We're going to get into this more tomorrow. This is a very profound idea. When you become habituated to the luxuries of life, they become your master. Right? We all know this, Rabbi Yossi, right? The things that we make are, you know, things in life start out as luxuries. and then they become necessities. Once they become necessities, you can't do without them. Right? Then once you can't do without them, those luxuries turn necessities, become your master, become your adon. Because I will say again, ultimately, the more you become habituated to something, the more it becomes your teva. The more it becomes your teva, the least you can do without it. So therefore, Rabosa, we'll stop over here for today. But therefore, says Ramchal so beautifully that in this, remember, in this chapter, we're trying to figure out what are the things which derail one from acquiring the midah of zrizus. So number one, anything that Ramchal says is magdili ha'atzla. Anything that intensifies laziness is something which derails zrizus. So far we've identified what are the things that intensify laziness: a desire for rest, a desire for luxuries, a despising exertion. But say any person who falls into any of these traps ultimately again intensifies their laziness and thereby derails their zrizus. Okay, we'll go in and we'll get more into this a bit more tomorrow.